بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, every one of us has come here tonight searching for something. What we are searching for, that will differ from person to person. Perhaps some person has got some illness, some sickness. He's searching for the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some cure to his illness. Perhaps somebody is in some financial difficulty. So he's searching for Allah to open the doors of sustenance for him. Perhaps somebody else has got some addiction, some substance abuse that he's involved in. He's addicted to the bottle, he's addicted to drugs. And his own family, his community has shunned him. He's looking for acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is in some illicit relationship. He's looking for Allah's assistance to end this relationship. So each and every one of us is looking and searching for something different. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here into His house during the month of Ramadan at this hour of the night, on an odd night during the last 10 nights, is a sign that Allah wants to give us. Allah wants to give each and every one of us what we want and what we desire. As we heard in the first session, Allah already loves us. Allah's muhabbat, Allah's hand of friendship has already been extended to us. But now the ball is in our court for us to extend our hand to grab onto the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I am ready for this relationship. I am ready to build and make my ta'alluq, my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could have been anywhere else tonight. We know we could have been at some garage having tea, coffee with our friends. Or we could have been playing some astroturf somewhere. We could have been in our warm beds at home taking rest. But Allah brought us here to His house because He wants to give us. Like how that teacher who has a special student in the class. So when the bell goes for break time and all the other students go out into the playground, he keeps this boy back. Are you sure you understood the lesson? Is there anything I can do for you? Are the other boys troubling you? He gives him money also, go to the truck shop, buy something for yourself. He keeps this boy close to him. Why? Because he has aspirations, he has hope that one day this boy will become something, he'll achieve something. He'll fly the flag of this school or this madrasa high in the world. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us back, because Allah has hope in us, that my banda, my slave, despite disobeying me, one day he'll come back to me. One day he'll make tawbah, one day he'll realize what I have given him, and he'll come into my court of friendship. So Allah has kept us back for this, just for us to understand. When Allah wants to pull a person, when Allah wants somebody, what Allah does? There was one jamaat from Makkah Mukarramah that came to our madrasa a few years back. This brother narrates the incident to us. He says that the district and location that he was living in Makkah Mukarramah, there was a well-known gangster in that area. He was the ringleader of all the thugs and the gangsters in that area. And nobody had the courage to speak to him, to tell him anything, to advise him. The entire community was afraid of him. So he says, a group of us sat together one night, we made some fikr, some discussion, that this is also an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we get to him? How do we tap? How do we knock on his door and speak to him and bring him back? So he says, the brothers had appointed me. They gave me this duty, this responsibility, that you have to go and initiate some conversation with him. He says, this gangster would sit outside his shop, just a few doors away from the masjid. And every day he would hear 5 times adhan. But he never ever went to the masjid. He would hear the adhan would end, salah time would come in, salah time would go. And he never did one salah, he never even past the door of the masjid. So he says, I thought to myself, how do I begin? How do I start? How do I speak to him? So one day I plucked up the courage. I was driving past and I rolled down my window a little bit. And as I passed him, I just looked in his direction. Just a little bit in his direction, I said, Assalamu alaikum. He says, he was reading a newspaper. He just looked up. And with big eyes, he looked at me. He says, my entire body went cold. I quickly closed the window and I continued driving. This was the first day. The second day he said, I'm going to try again. So he psychs himself up half an hour before that I need to do this today. He drives past again. He says, I'll open the window just a little bit, just enough for my voice to go out. Assalamu alaikum. Again he looks up, he doesn't reply, and I roll up the window and I continue driving. This continued for a few days until he says, one day I met into an accident, my car was damaged and it had to go to the panel beaters for some repairs. And there were a lot of things on my mind. I had to walk to masjid on that day. And as I was walking with my head down, worried about the car and the cost of the repairs, and a lot of thoughts were going through my head, And he says, suddenly I'm startled. There's a voice. Where's the salam today? He says, I lift my head and I realize I'm standing right in front of that gangster shop. And now he's right in front of me, face to face. The first time now I'm coming face to face with him. He's saying, where's the salam today? He says, I was lost for words. But I said, this is an opportunity. So I grabbed the opportunity. So I greeted him. He asked, where's your car? So I told him, this is what had happened. Make dua that Allah returns my car to me quickly. And I started a small conversation with him. So he says, I told him that why don't you come to the masjid for one salah at least? So he says, I'll think about it. And a few days pass, and then he says to me, today I'm ready to come to the masjid. But first I need to cleanse and purify myself. So he goes home, and then his mother narrates the story afterwards. They had gone to speak to her. He says that he came home, he took a ghusl, he took a bath, he asked for a clean kurta, he put on that kurta, he applied itar perfume, and it was almost fajr time. And he said, today I'm going to the masjid. So his mother was also amazed, shocked. And this person, I know my son, he is going to the masjid. So he goes in this, after taking a ghusl, cleaning himself, applying itar, he goes into the masjid for fajr salah. He stands in the first saf, he joins the jamaat. As he goes into sajda in the first rakat, Malakul Maut comes and his soul leaves his body. In salah, in the masjid, in the first saf, after making tawbah, the ringleader of all the gangsters in that area. When Allah wants to pull a person, when Allah wants us, there's nothing we can do. We can't pull back. So Allah has given us these opportunities, these nights. As I said, the fact that Allah has called us into His house once again, made us remain behind, sitting for this program. We must have been tired, long day. But Allah, this is a sign that Allah wants to give us, and Allah wants to extend His muhabbat and His love to us. Now it's for us to make that decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Page 24 in this kitab.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. As we had mentioned previously, when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the original is for each person to make the zikr of Allah on his own individually, not just during these nights, during the month of Ramadan, but on every night or every day throughout the year, we should be taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say it's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that we take his name with muhabbat and love. Just as we find that youngster who's memorizing the Quran, how many times he repeats that one verse over and over and over again for it to settle in the heart. He just reads it once or twice, it's not going to come into the heart. The ulama say in the same way we have to repeat the name of Allah, Allah, Allah so many times that it settles and embeds in itself firmly within our heart. When this happens, then the love, the muhabbat, the closeness, the recognition of Allah will come. And as we had previously also, then to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become difficult. To obey Allah, to fulfill His commands, to be conscious of Him, what does He want from me? This will become easy, it will become second nature to a person. So just as we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make intention also. When we go back home after the month of Ramadan, or on the even nights as well, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love, with muhabbat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us His closeness, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا حليم يا كريم يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا خالق السماوات والأرض يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا Oh my most beloved Allah, most loving Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Oh my Allah, you have tolerated our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, from head to toe we are drenched in your disobedience, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, there isn't a guna that we have not committed, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, still you chose us to come into your house, my Allah. You gave us tawfiq to raise our hands before you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, at any point in time you could have snatched away your bounties and blessings from us, my Allah. You gave us our eyes, we looked at haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, still you blessed us with sight, my Allah. You didn't make us blind overnight, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we used our hands to touch haram, oh my Allah. We used our feet to walk towards haram, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we used our mind and the intellect you gave us to plot and plan haram, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, our own parents, our own spouses may not have known, my Allah. But you know the thoughts that go through our mind, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in the dead of night, those plots and plans we made, my Allah, to break your command, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, still you had mercy on us, my Allah. Still you showered us with your bounties and blessings, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are undeserving of your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your sinful slaves, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, have mercy on us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, take pity on us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know how to come out of our lives of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to give up your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many times we went towards guna and sin. Ya Allah, we pacified ourselves that you will forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't think of the day we will stand before you, when we will have to answer for what we did, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, still you made our satari, my Allah. You concealed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you wanted, you would have shown to the people who we really are, my Allah. Ya Allah, our own children would have turned their backs on us, my Allah. Nobody would be prepared to greet us and look at us, my Allah. But you covered us, my Allah. You concealed our faults, my Allah. Oh my Allah, continue to cover us, my Allah. Don't disgrace us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't disgrace us, my Allah. Ya غافر الذنوب يا ساتر العيوب استر عيوبنا واغفر ذنوبنا Oh my Allah, conceal our gunas and our faults, oh my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll have to stand in front of everybody and answer, my Allah. Ya Allah, how will we face you, my Allah? What face will we show to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my Allah, what face will we show to the people around us, my Allah? When our book of deeds is given to us and everything is revealed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you called us here to ask of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that you are prepared to give us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, my Allah. Give us from your muhabbat, my Allah. From your qurb and your closeness, my Allah. Grant us your ma'rifat and your recognition, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired of our lives of guna and sin, my Allah. We are tired of breaking your commands, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no true enjoyment in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in your obedience, my Allah. Make salah beloved to us, my Allah. Make Quran tilawat beloved to us, oh my Allah. Make your obedience beloved to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us muqimeen as-salah. Ya Allah, make us the first to be in the masjid, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you have given us so many favors and bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are those without food.
road, my Allah. Ya Allah, every robot, every street, we see people, my Allah. They barely have clothes on their back, oh my Allah. They don't have a roof over their head, oh my Allah. These small innocent children who are playing with broken toys there. Oh my Allah, you gave us so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, every meal of ours is 5-star and 10-star, my Allah. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, keep your ni'mats upon us, oh my Allah. Don't take them away from us, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. We are extremely weak. Oh Allah, don't strip us of your rahmat, my Allah. Don't take your bounties away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more, oh my Allah. Give us more and give us tawfiq to use it in a manner that is pleasing to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, wherever there is difficulty in the world, my Allah, you send your assistance and your mercy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have any difficulties in their life, my Allah, those who are in financial difficulty, you make a way out for them, my Allah. From your treasures, from your unseen sources, you send halal, pure rizq for them, my Allah. Save them from interest, my Allah. Save us from debts, my Allah. Save us from turning to anyone besides you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our provider. You are our sustainer, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have marriageable age and they are looking for spouses, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, you give them pious, compatible spouses, my Allah. Save our children from zina, my Allah. Save us from zina, oh my Allah. Protect our chastity and our haya, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't let us get caught up in the internet and the cell phone, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the harms of social media, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, it has become so easy to disobey you, my Allah. Nobody even knows that we are breaking your command, my Allah. But you are watching us, my Allah. You are watching every move of ours, my Allah. Every thought and every plan that goes through our minds and hearts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Grant us hearts that will beat in your love and muhabbat, oh my Allah. Give us the hearts of your awliya and friends, oh my Allah. That when they take your name, they feel that muhabbat and sweetness, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our broken efforts, my Allah. We are trying in some way or the other to reach you. Oh my Allah, you are Ash-Shakur. You told us in your Quran that you will appreciate our broken efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot obey you as you asked us to. We cannot worship you fulfilling your hukuk and rights, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept from us, oh my Allah. Accept from us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, that young child comes with some scribbling on a piece of paper and presents it to his mother and father and says, look at what I drew for you. The parent says, mashallah, what a lovely drawing. Oh my Allah, our amal, like that scribbling on the piece of paper, my Allah. Accept it from us, my Allah. Make it worthy of acceptance in your court, oh my Allah. Accept our salah, accept our taraweeh, accept our Quran tilawat, accept our sadaqah, accept our fasting, oh my Allah. Whatever good deeds are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the entire world, whatever programs are taking place, accept it, my Allah. Wherever khidmat of deen is taking place, accept it. And give us a share in the reward also, my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Accept our families, our wives, our children, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Make our homes marakiz of deen, my Allah. Where the words of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will emanate, my Allah. Where Quran will be recited. Where salah will be performed, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us unity and muhabbat in our marriages, oh my Allah. Wherever there is discord and dispute between spouses, ya Allah, you patch the hearts, oh my Allah. Unite those families that have become disunited, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, save us from quarrels and arguments and fights, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, only you can guide us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, there are so many challenges out there, my Allah. Waiting to strip us of our iman. Oh my Allah, you grant us protection, my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, grant us afiyat, oh my Allah. Save us from hospitals and doctors and sicknesses, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, save us from burglaries and robberies and hijackings and kidnappings, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you keep us safe and protected, my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, how much of dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us. We have turned our backs on him, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are sorry, my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us tawfiq to love him and to obey and follow him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives an embodiment of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, grant us the reality of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Muslim in name, my Allah. We dress like Muslims. We may look like Muslims, ya Allah, but you know the reality of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that when we leave this world and we are asked to answer in the grave, that no answer comes out, my Allah. Oh my Allah, allow us to answer correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our the day of our mouth the best day of our life, my Allah. When we go into the qabr, expand it as far as our eyes can see, my Allah. Save us from adab of qabr, my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, all those who have left this world, especially our family members, our parents, our friends. Oh my Allah, you fill their qubur with noor, my Allah. If there is adab of qabr, you remove it, my Allah. Accept their good amal and forgive them, oh my Allah. Raise them in the hereafter, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, those of us who have parents who are still alive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them long lives with afiyat, sihat, salamat, izzat, sukoon. Oh my Allah, grant them itminan, grant them rahat. Ya Allah, make their lives easy for them, my Allah. Make us obedient children to them, my Allah. Allow us to fulfill their hukuk and their rights over us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, those of us who have children, my Allah, you guide them, you nurture them, you make their tarbiyat, oh my Allah. Protect and preserve their iman, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you accept them for the khidmat of deen, oh my Allah. Those who hope to have children, my Allah, you provide for them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is beyond you. Ya Allah, there is no force in this world that can match you, my Allah. No one can oppose you, my Allah. Antal qawi. أنت القوي ونحن الضعفاء. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, all those who have any parishani, any worry, any stress, any concern, ya Allah, you come to their assistance and help, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when shaitan makes his attack on us, my Allah, in a few days time, the month of Ramadan will come to an end. We'll go back to our old habits and our old friends and our old places, oh my Allah. My Allah, then you come to our assistance, my Allah. Become our kafil, you become our wakil, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, change the condition of our hearts and our lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, change the condition of our hearts and our lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, in the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever there is kufr and shirk, you bring iman and hidayat, my Allah. Where there is iman, you create noor and taqwa, my Allah. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, grant us to share in all the good works that are taking place, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all those who taught us, my Allah, whether they taught us to read Quran, whether they taught us hifz of Quran, all our asatiza, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy on them, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Grant them barakat and afiyat, oh my Allah. Accept them and their progenies for the khidmat of deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, all the efforts that people have made on us, my Allah. In this very masjid, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh. Ya Allah, you accept all his efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you raise his status in the akhirat, oh my Allah. Our Ustad Maulana Imsaab, oh my Allah, accept him, my Allah. Accept him, my Allah. Make him from your close friends and your chosen friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to benefit from these akabir and these elders of ours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, while they are amongst us, let us take from them, my Allah. Ya Allah, let them love us and let us love them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of your friends and your lovers, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us the lesson and the sabak of your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, for too long our lives are continuing, my Allah. For too long we are continuing like this, from one Ramadan to the next, oh my Allah. We make a little bit of tawbah and we go back. Oh my Allah, make it genuine this time, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it genuine this time, my Allah. Oh my Allah, make it genuine this time, my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't take away the tawfiq of good deeds from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, if you will give us the sweetness of iman, your Nabi will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will see us entering Jannah, you will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you promised us on these nights you will free so many people from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us our place in Jannah, oh my Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let us cross the pul sirat with ease, oh my Allah. Save us from Hisab Kitab, oh my Allah. Make every stage from the stage of Maut till the end easy, my Allah. Oh my Allah, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, you grant us a share in that goodness, oh my Allah. Whatever evil he asks protection from, you protect us from it, oh my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, a reminder, tonight is an odd night. It may be Laylatul Qadr as well. Before we leave the masjid, at least perform two rakats of salah. Even if it is 2 or 3 minutes long, inshallah we'll get the reward of tahajjud and we'll get the reward of Laylatul Qadr if this is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Also, just a reminder, those brothers who are remaining behind, especially those who will be spending the night, Nafil i'tikaf, let us bear in mind the etiquette, the adab of the masjid. There will be people making ibadat, others may be trying to rest. So let us also make our ibadat, perform our salah, we can make dua, dhikrullah, Quran tilawat without disturbing anybody. Should not be we destroy all our rewards by disturbing those who are trying to make the ibadat and trying to rest. Let's keep the sanctity of the masjid and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, inshallah.